Kentucky rain. Here comes that. So I did the math.
Okay, here we go.
168 million gallons. Billion gallons.
Billion. I was going to say that's got to be a gallons. B. Billion gallons of water.
Which would fill Lake Havasu almost halfway.
Really? No. You know this?
Well, I did the math. Oh. I had to look up how many gallons are in Lake Havasu. Lake Havasu.
Leave it to
I got
you,
a calculator
man.
Over here. So that's a significant amount.
That is a significant amount of water. Yes, absolutely. And we have to stay conscious of it.
And we've got a tale of two rainwater systems.
Okay, well, before we get the tale of two rainwater systems, I always like to look at the design process. And the design process for a rainwater harvesting system, and this is why people can't make a water harvesting system that they sell time after time after time, because every site is site specific.
Yes.
We have to go in and look at a site and look to see what's going to work in that space. So when you're designing your system, you have to think about the whole system. What's that look like?
The whole system, when we go in, we do a site assessment and then a sector analysis. And then the sector analysis, we're looking at the things that are from the outside of the home site coming in, the air, the sun, the water. And so we're focusing on water today. And so we'll do the calculations. We can go to rainlog.org and we can look nearby us. There's be a school or a facility somewhere that logs the rain throughout the year for many, many years, and you can find out what the rain
average
rainfall for your particular area in the whole Metro Phoenix location. And you can find out what that's going to be, and then we can do the rain calculations for that site specific, because we know how much rain we're going to get per year. We know what the square footage is. We can find all those things easy enough. We do our calculations, and from that calculation, we can then estimate what kind of containers, what kind of strategy that we're going to employ to harvest the rain and redirect it out into the landscape in a designed way. We are the designers of the flow of the water and not the water itself. We're going to get water away from the house and we're going to put it into the landscape where it's needed.
And the basic supply demand economics, if you do it now, it's going to be a lot cheaper than if water rations ever did hit the Colorado River system and we're all scrambling to find a solution. You want to talk about how that demand's going to drive that price?
Way up. Yeah, no kidding.
Definitely the price of water has to go up.
Yeah.
It's going to be how much.
Yeah.
So exactly. Doing it now before the demand increase would just be a smart investment to your home. And then you're kind of insulated from that rationing system already because you've got all these other systems in place.
Well, and I'm a big, big, big proponent of, we looked at all the different ways that water comes onto your property, figure it out and pay attention to it. And a big piece of rainwater, all the water harvesting is that I like to say we plant the water. And I got this from Brad Lancaster. You plant the water, and then you plant the landscape around where you plant the water. Really, really important.
I like it.
Yeah. So one of the next pieces on putting a system is keep it simple. And I've got my tale of two rainwater systems that I'm going to tell here in a minute. But a typical residential rainwater system might save you $5 to $10 a month. And so you need to compare that with the cost of the whole system. And that's my tale of two systems. And remember in 2004, we put that rainwater harvesting system at the Irving
Farm.
Yeah,
we did. We had a workshop with Dan Dorsey.
Yep. And we put in a 750-gallon rainwater harvesting cistern. And it was $1,400, not including the labor, because the labor came with a...
It was a class.
It was a class, exactly. When I did the return on investment on that, I suspect it'll take me somewhere plus 30 years to get my money back out of it because of how much money it doesn't save me very much money. So that's not really a wise investment on my part. The other system, the two of my two systems, is on the north side of my property. On the south side of my property, collects the same amount of water, cost me $80 to put it in. And what I did there is I took the water off of the roof, I run it down a pipe out into one of the areas in my yard where I have an orchard planted, and all the water goes there.
So it had a solid transfer pipe, which redirects the water, and then a perforated pipe, which distributes the water.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. And so, you know, one system was $1,400, one system was $80. And,
you know, and I just go dumpster diving and get the old paint buckets out. I put them in the sun to let them dry out. I peel out all the latex paint. And then I just strategically place all the buckets in a row, a bucket brigade, right underneath the drip line of the house. So every one-inch rain, I have a five-gallon bucket full of water that I just carry out to my landscape and dump on my trees to wash away the salts that the tap water is accumulating. All my rainwater goes and washes out the salts from the tap water.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
And that's something that I admire about you guys. You're very resourceful. And
thank you.
The cost of the construction, it's not like you're going out and buying the highest in this and the highest in that and these massive infrastructures that just, you know, drive the cost through the roof. Mm-hmm. You look for affordable ways to do that.
Well, and that's, you know, that's part of the permaculture system, is really observing and making sure that we know how to easily do something.
Greatest return for the least energy.
More with urban farmer Greg Peterson and Don Titmus. I got that right. All right, wonderful. Right after this.